the Indianapolis Public Library and IndiePride unveil an LGBTQ+ collection and exhibit at Central Library tomorrow. WFYI's Taylor Bennett spoke with IndiePride Executive Director Chris Hanberg about the extensive collection named after Chris Gonzalez, the community activist and founder of Indiana Youth Group, who passed away in 1994.
Now, this collection includes over 6,000 pieces of history and culture and stories of the LGBTQ community. Chris, where did all this collection come from?
The Chris Gonzalez collection started sometime in the 80s. And what was going on is Michael Bohr was the curator of the collection. And when people were afflicted with HIV and AIDS, many of them didn't want their families to see material or items that would show that they're gay, part of the community. So he would give them to this individual in a collection of individuals that were part of the community for safekeeping, so that when families came to take care of them, they wouldn't see gay books, gay magazines, gay materials. And so over the years, that collection grew and grew, and we got up to about 10,000 pieces. And for the past 10 years, the collection was housed at the Health Foundation in the basement, and it was open to the public, but it wasn't well advertised, and not a lot of people accessed it. And so IndiePride came to the decision that this is a gem in our community, and this really needs to be accessible to a lot of people. So we had conversations with Central Library, and they decided to receive the collection and to make it a permanent exhibit in the Simon Reading Room, as well as integrate the materials into their existing collection.
What exactly will we see in this collection?
Well, there's a lot of books from the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s that didn't have a lot of mainstream access, that were about gay life. Some was gay fiction and stories about members of the LGBTQ community that didn't get told in mainstream society. And so when we gave the collection to Central Library, they compared it with their existing collection, and I believe there's only a 7% overlap between the material they already had and the material we gave them. So there really is a lot of material here. And there are, and I do want to highlight that there are materials from the 1930s, there's materials from the 1950s. So some of it might not be medically accurate now, but there really is a historical importance to the material that is there and present.
When will the collection be unveiled to the public?
We're unveiling the collection on November 14th at our Volunteer Appreciation Night and annual meeting, where we'll give some remarks about the collection. There'll be a plaque in the Simon Reading Room with a permanent exhibit, and then the collection itself will be searchable through their database.
What has been the reaction to this collection, just having so much in one place?
I think the visibility in our community is always important. For so long, we were in the closet, and when we came out of the closet, there wasn't a strong positive reaction to our community at first. And so to have this material, this history of our community present and at the largest library in Indianapolis permanently means a lot to our community. And it will create one of the largest collections of LGBTQ material in the country.
I was going to ask you if it's one of the few in the country that will have this big of a collection.
Yes, this will become one of the largest. I can't say for sure who has the largest, but I would say easily in the top five.
Or will there be opportunities to add to that collection, too?
Absolutely. The library will be taking donations, both monetarily and material, in perpetuity. So please, if you have materials you'd like to donate, reach out to Central Library.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
That was IndiePride Executive Director Chris Hanberg speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.